So that you would have our Brother Mitchell, Sister Sandy Self here in the Austin area, Sister Sandy Hendricks. Sister Ray is up in the Denton area. Sister Jackie Lancaster. And then we'll move down here. We got Sister Patty Wilson, likewise up in the Weatherford area. Then Brother Nagarajan and Sister Ruby, we're actually meeting in their home here today. And there are brethren from via India, Germany, and now the United States for almost, what, two years? 2 years. Of course, myself and Sister Gail, she may be online listening in from home there. Brother Lee and Sister Lee, Brother Clifford, they're likewise up in the Weatherford area. They were on there. We saw Sister Martha, Sister Lee's mother, and Sister Barbara Hughes, Sister Martha and Sister Barbara, natural sisters, and of course Sister Holly Hughes there. And there's this graphic was made up a couple years back, and I apologize if we don't have everybody in here. We have a Sister Hannah, who is actually consecrated, and she's Hannah Penny. Sister Hannah, can you turn your video on and folks can see you? So, well, we see your nose there. So anyway, I'm going to stop my share there. So there they are. There's our Sister Hannah. And there are others likewise who join our meetings, but we don't have them all incorporated into our graphic there. But those are your brethren in the Austin, as the Austin Bible students. As far as our brethren online, we have exceeded our number of brethren who would normally be at our convention, which would consist of about 40 or so brethren tops. And so we welcome you all, and we appreciate the Lord's providence of how we'll be able to provide this service as a broadcast. And we trust all will come along well. Now, we did want to note our schedule here for you as we kind of introduce our day here for you. The schedule that we sent out via the email, there is a file that was also posted on the convention's website. But it is based, we are starting here today at 10 a.m. Central Time. Our number one item to note, anybody joining us tomorrow are probably aware we're all falling back. If your time zone you're in follows the daylight savings time. So tonight, 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we should say, we'll be switching back to Central Standard Time. So just keep that in mind if you plan to join us tomorrow. And just bear that. The schedule was arranged with our hope that we would actually be able to meet physically together. And we delayed to the very last minute before we decided to go virtual, hoping against hope, as it were, that circumstances would improve and possibly make it reasonable to have a physical convention. So for our brethren who were possibly going to serve us and were serving us and needed to make some kind of a flight arrangements, we waited to the last minute. We didn't make any adjustments to our schedule because we thought, well, still would be the remote possibility. We might be able to have some come and join us. And so that's why we've kept this calendar schedule the way it is. It's really designed to get as much in on a Saturday as we can and as early as we can on Sunday because of the distances the brethren here in Texas travel. 3.5-4 hours just to get here for some of the brethren. And so we're sticking to the schedule as it is. We will allow for some time following each talk. We will a maximum of 15 minutes for kind of a question and answer time period. And then we'll open up those times between the services for fellowship for the brethren online, where you'll be welcome to turn on your cameras and your microphones and communicate, talk with one another. We would also note on our schedule for our last service on Sunday, if you should choose to join us, likewise, we've noted this, we called it Convention Echoes Testimony. Brother Bill Davis will be leading that meeting. And I know convention echoes can mean different things to different brethren. Our intent and object here was as brethren listen to the convention today and tomorrow, we would hope that those testimonies would be would echo a lesson or blessing you received from the convention that you feel will be helpful in your walk to strive to become more Christ-like, as our theme hymn has suggested here for us. So that was our object with that. Those testimonies would be more related to blessings, ideas, thoughts from the convention that would you feel will help you in your walk. So those who will testify at that time. Now, we would like to also, as part of our normal convention function, we would like to open it up for any love and greetings of our brethren who are joining us. They might be have been sitting in our audience at our convention. We would have had a roving mic, and brethren would have raised their hand and shared some love and greetings. So we're going to open that up to our convention participants online. If somebody has any love and greetings to share, we would ask you to offer that this time. You can raise your hand. Okay, very good. First one up there, Brother Brian, if you would unmute, please.
Christian love and greetings from Sister Van Kutcher, as well as from the Brain Bible students in Michigan. We all wish to be remembered to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. And those who are familiar with it, you can lower your hand. And let's see, Brother John, Sister Pam Blackwell, please.
Brother Ed and dear friends, just so nice for you to go through your class in Texas and showing us the Texas brethren and their backgrounds. Just brings back many nice memories when we were there physically in San Antonio and Brother Freeman was still alive in 2013, and then 2 years ago in 2018. We really appreciated your hospitality and the fellowship and the wonderful lessons that we got from your convention. Lord bless you, brethren.
Thank you. Sister Joni.
Yes, Brother Ed and my dear brethren, I want to bring love from the Central Florida Ecclesia. A lot of you would know Brother Rodney Hugelman and Sister Margie, Brother Bob Luker and Sister Nancy, Sister Bonnie Bradshaw, the niece of Brother Jimmy Dean, also Sister Allison McKillop and Sister Ann Wildblood, Brother Lenny Wessel, and Brother David Ward. Also, I bring love from Sister Cher Brewster. She wanted to be with us today, but it's her weekend to work. She asked me to bring her love from the Akron Ecclesia. I also bring love from the Akron Ecclesia and from Brother Perry and Sister Kathy Robinson and the Thursday night meeting. Also from the noon study in the second volume, Brother Harry Wildblood, Sister Karen, and many others, as well as Sister Ruth Blessing from Kenya, Africa. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Joni, down there around the St. Pete area. But her fellowship obviously spans the United States, Canada, and now the world. So there you go. Speaking of around the world, well, no, where Sister Linda is. She's there for us too. Sister Linda Larson, please. Oh, her hand.
I'm bringing you the love from my brother Dan Beard and his dear wife Kathy, as well as the Chicago Ecclesia.
Okay, thank you. And then a brother Kepa.
Yes. Hello.
We can hear you.
Yes, this is Brother Kefa from Nairobi, Kenya, in Kariobangi South Ecclesia. And this is my second time to go throughout the Zoom. since I came into the truth. And I thank you very much. And I'm listening very keen to study and know the word of God through you people. And may God bless you so much.
Thank you, Brother Kepa. And then there's a Bernard. You would unmute if you wanted to share some love and greetings. Okay, we'll move on.
And also, I have another brother that I've...
Okay, we'll need to move on here, but we'll move on to Brother Amit in Bangalore.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello to everyone.
Yeah. We bring loves and greetings from Indian different ecclesias of Bible students, and basically we are from Bangalore. So from Bangalore Bible students. So we really enjoy the sessions in previous conventions also. And we bring the love and Christian greetings from all of us.
It is a blessing to be part of this convention through Zoom. And we are looking forward for a blessed day. God bless you all.
Well, we have quite an international representation here. And we have Brother Eliezer. Eliezer there in Uganda. So wonderful to see you, Brother Eliezer. You haven't aged a day since in 10 years. We can't hear you. If you have your mic, you can unmute.
Thank you, Brother Adi Grabana. Wonderful to see you. Thanking the Father for this wonderful blessing. I still remember your love when you came and served us here in Kampala, Uganda, somehow some 10 years back. And we rejoice in your love towards the truth, and you are going forward and steadfast in it. So we thank all of you who have come to attend, and we hope we shall have a wonderful study today. We'll be able to attend some of the conversion studies. Thank you very much, Brother Ad, and we'll give our love to your wife. We haven't met her, and also the brothers whom you correspond or fellowship with over there in Texas. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Brother Eliezer. Wonderful to see you. We've seen you, your activities over the last 9-10 years a lot, so we've tried to stay up with things, but it's been a wonderful blessing and many fond memories there, I know, for myself and Brother Jerry on that trip. One of the unique experiences in our walk. Well, brethren, I know there'll be much, much more love and greetings to share, but what we did was we also included in this start to our convention this thought of praise, we will find that the theme discourse, we trust, and Brother John's hymn that he will have selected for that will emphasize this. But we were touched as we looked at you review some of the conventions, reports in the towers, and how often throughout a convention there were sessions of praise. Usually every convention was started with praise, maybe testimony and praise. Or there might be a session again during the afternoon or in the evening. And so along this line, we're going to sing a couple of additional hymns, one hymn before we get started here. And, you know, as we think about what really lifts our hearts and minds in praise, if it wasn't for these wonderful words of life, we would have very little to praise God for. And so it's this knowledge, this understanding, the things I trust will be brought out to our minds here at the convention likewise. So along this line, we're going to add to our morning starting of our convention, hymn number 264, hymn 264. So let me get that ready. And then we will share the screen, do similar to what we did before. Titled, Wonderful Words of Life.